Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to be hearing a sermon today. We're in Matthew chapter 24. The sermon is entitled, He Who Endures to the End Shall Be Saved. And it is an ongoing warning by the Lord of exactly that. Or it's a conditional promise. It's the same promise he made to all seven churches in the book of Revelation. To him who overcomes, I will. Then he makes a promise to a church. But the one constant is every promise to everyone in any church age is it's required of us to cross the finish line in faith. That's the message here today. This will play today and tomorrow. So enjoy part one of this message now. He who endures to the end. Okay. Started with the title, What'll Be the Signs? And we ended with the title, Overcoming End Times. I have to start dating these What'll Be the Signs sermons, because time is racing by at warp speed. And I had to put March 2022 on this, because I could preach this 3 months from now. It'll be totally relevant, and everything regarding signs, that is, everything would change, because it just changes that fast. So we are about now at the end of Jesus' description of the end times. We're in Matthew 24. Now, once he reaches the end, he starts then to speak in parables regarding going on a long trip and being gone for a while. And that's a scary enough thought in its own right, because we know why he spoke in parables. So that hearing you will hear and not hear. So he gets to the end. Once he gets to the end, he's going to say, therefore, he's going to give you something to look for. And then he's going to start speaking in parables. And that's bad news. That's bad news. That's bad news. That's bad news, because he speaks in parables so that all those that are on the fence will fall away. That's what he says. I speak to them in parables so that hearing you will hear and not hear. Seeing you will see and not see. Lest you'd hear and understand. But to these guys, he's plain and clear. He goes, then. And then he starts with the parables. Gone for 2,000 years. So all the fence sitters say, Peter said it would be that way. But a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, Peter's answer was. Okay, now turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 8. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. Perish the thought. I'm going to read it out of the New American Standard. Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, Jesus speaking. He says, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. All right, all what things? Nation rising up against nation, or ethnic group rising up against ethnic group. That would be now here today, Russia against Ukraine. Or ethnic group. Again, the word ethnos is what is translated as nation. That's ethnic group rising up against ethnic group, which we could say is blacks rising up against whites. And you can thank all the evil politicians out here in this country for that, because they're the ones responsible for ginning this up. This country elected Barack Obama twice as president. It's the press And the news people, they deceive you into getting you to think they're the ones that raise this up and start all this muck. Anyway, it's just a sign. Nation rising up against nation. Also, the whole world will be filled with pestilence. Today, that's COVID. Wow, looks like all these pieces are fitting together now, isn't it? Every one of these pieces fits in perfectly. You can see where they fit now. Verse 9, Matthew 24, 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and they will kill you. And you will be hated by all nations because of my name. Verse 10, at that time, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and mislead or deceive many. Because lawlessness will increase, the love of most or the love of many people will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. That's my sermon here ultimately today. Is he who endures to the end will be saved, overcoming end times. Verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to all the nations. And then, and not a minute too soon or before that, then the end will come. Amen. Now, Jesus is done with his description. Notice verse 15 starts with a therefore. While all the other verses started with then. Verse 15 starts with therefore. You see, he was going in order, which is why the word then, he says, then this will happen. Then this will happen. Not like the book of Revelation that goes vision to vision. Here Jesus is going in order. This is going to happen. Then this is going to happen. Then this is going to happen. Therefore, when you see, he's done. He's reached the end. Now he's given you a visual. Pardon me. He's giving you a visual to look for, which is hence the word therefore. He's done. He's made the promise that all of you that cross the finish line in faith will be saved. Now he hits you with a therefore. Therefore, when you see. All right, but prior to that, let's look at these last few verses here. He says, number one, he who endures to the end will be saved. That's the focus of today's sermon. It went from God to me to you. Ask my wife. I was about in tears last night. I don't think this has ever happened to me where I had a sermon full of mush. I had words, but I didn't know where I was going. And I said to her, oh, when 8 o'clock Saturday night comes along, oh boy, was I in trouble last night. Reassured me to know where many a time where the soul of these sermons come from. I had the words, but words without the direction and the Spirit of God are nothing. It's just words. Anyone can get up here and just read to you words. Carol prayed for me last night. I woke up this morning. The first word I heard was what my sermon is going to be today. And then I went back again. Now that I know where I'm going, I know what I'm supposed to share with you. And that is, this is a message of overcoming. How do we overcome at the end? He's made this promise. We're going to look. How do I do this? How do I overcome? He says, he who endures to the end will be saved. Well, how do I do that? We're going to answer that question here. He who endures to the end will be saved. So I would assume the opposite is true. He who does not endure to the end will be lost. Right? I'm assuming number two to be true. People can argue until the cows come home how someone could be lost.
Because Jesus said, other than Judas Iscariot, that he personally hasn't lost anybody. Nevertheless, this is a conditional promise. He and she who endure to the end, this person shall be saved. This is a conditional promise for you. You have to cross the finish line as a Christian in the faith. Now remember, Jesus' warning, I just shared it with you. It said at that time, many will fall away from the faith. You see, the Christians that are alive, they didn't expect to see other Christians die. Read the text. Then many will be offended, will betray one another, and kill one another. Then Jesus goes, at that time, many will fall away. You and I need to cross this finish line in faith. What are you made of as a Christian? Jesus warns about this. He says this, John 12:25, he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life, listen to what he says. Hear what the Lord's saying to you today. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Look, half of me wants to skip over this and start an 87-week series on Will There Be Twinkies in Heaven? That'd make for a good series, wouldn't it? No one will ever be offended. The book of Revelation only has 7 churches in the whole book. Jesus gave a lasting word to all 7. To the first one, the church at Ephesus, he says this. This is his lasting word. This is his lasting word to the church. He said, to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. We haven't seen the tree of life since Genesis chapter 2. And now here it is at the end of the age, and it's offered to all of you that cross the finish line in faith. Who, when your life is on the line, you choose Jesus over anything else and everyone else. See, the great mystery is I do not know whether or not you and I are going to be here. It's the great mystery. No one knows. Isn't that right? We can prove every position. It's the biggest, greatest gray area. Who is he talking to? Peter said, Lord, are you talking to us? Or are you talking to these people out here? And his answer was, what I say to you, I say to all. And then he went on to say, watch. He's talking to everyone. To the church at Smyrna, he said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Him who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. That is, you're not going to die twice. You might die once, pardon me, but you're not going to die twice. Everyone, most people are going to die once, but not twice. You won't face the second death. But that's a conditional promise to you holding on to Jesus as long as you live. That's the requirement of you. To the church at Pergamos, the compromising church, he said, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will give him a white stone, and on the stone, a new name written that no one knows except him who receives it. The judge back in those days, 2,000 years ago, they used to give people that were acquitted of a crime, they'd give them a white stone. To know that the judge has given it to you and they say, not guilty. When you were let go and set free by the judge, they'd give you a white stone. Jesus says there's a white stone coming to all of you too. All that's required of you is to cross the finish line in faith. You must cross the finish line in faith. To the corrupt church in Thyatira, Jesus said, he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Look, many people believe these seven churches represent the entire church age, from beginning to end, from Pentecost all the way to today's church, the lukewarm church. It's the same message given to all seven churches. That is, to him who overcomes. To the dead church at Sardis, Jesus said, he who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Wow, how's that for a promise, huh? To him who overcomes, I won't get out my eraser, he says, which he wouldn't anyway, because you can't lose your salvation, because he saved you and chose you and called your name before you were born. That's what my Bible says. I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father. Now, that's something I'd like to overhear on this Sunday morning. That Paul Esposito, he be mine. That's good news. Don't you people want to hear that? Do you want to hear Jesus confess your name? Remember that. When the crazy Muslim or whoever it is that's going to be knocks on your door and says, do you believe in Jesus? Remember those words. Holy Spirit promises to bring to our remembrance these words. He's promised. To him who overcomes, I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but, that's on the contrary, I will confess, that's the word homo legeo, that means speak the same thing. I will confess your name before Jehovah and before all the angels too, so they know it too. You belong to me, he's going to say. That's not for everyone. That's for everyone who dies and leaves this world in faith. Like Bill did when we had his service yesterday. Bill died and left this world in faith. But he didn't really die. He's not dead. He's alive now. The Bible says once you leave this body, you're going to the presence of God. The angels will come, take your spirit, and take you up and not down, and you'll spend eternity in heaven. That's good news. That's good news. To the faithful church in Philadelphia, Jesus says this, to him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out no more. Think about it. What does a pillar do? Nothing. It just stands there, solid as a rock, a pillar in the temple of God. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. All right, now, the last promise to the last church. He says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Now I'll echo what Jesus said. He who has an ear, let him hear. How's that for good news this morning? He who overcomes is a conditional promise to all of us that cross the finish line in faith. Jesus said he is going to allow you to sit on his throne. Could you imagine that? Think you might say no to that? Huh? No. How could you think? I don't know. I'd be worthy. I'd be worried of unworthiness. to sit on his throne. This promise is for all overcomers, for all of you that cross the finish line in faith. My question is, are you an overcomer? Will you be an overcomer? We'll look at how to overcome in a few minutes. God wants you to be one, wants you to be an overcomer, and that's why God makes your life difficult, so that you too will be an overcomer. He makes your life difficult so that you will learn to trust in Him in the face of adversity. Overcoming through hard times comes through the school of hard knocks. Never trust a pastor that doesn't walk with a limp.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Treated.
Scars that prove the price you paid. Now I stand with you complete. With you forever face to face. With you forever.
You're in a better place, I've heard a thousand times. And at least a thousand times, I've rejoiced for you. But the reason why I'm broken, the reason why I cry, is how long must I wait to be with you? I close my eyes and I see your face. If home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. I don't understand your ways. The reason why I wonder if I'll ever know. But even if you showed me, the hurt would be the same. 'Cause I'm still here, so far.